This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Ergonomic excellence come to life. Brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stock. Shaped in wood. Perfect for your bolt gun, your semi-automatic. Whatever you're looking for, check them out. Boyd'sGunStocks.com. In the pre-dawn hours, yesterday, the nation, 2 days ago, experienced another mass rampage killing, or an attempted one. One dead, 22 injured, including a 13-year-old boy. Took place at the crowded Art All Night Trenton Festival in New Jersey. To their limited credit, there was a couple of cable news outlets that mentioned the shooting in their coverage yesterday and this morning. The New York Times wrote a very lengthy article about it, though it showed up on page A17. And it received similarly not prominent coverage in other major papers. The Associated Press took a fairly deep dive on it, but you need to search around a bit on their website to find it. Killers opened fire at this all-night arts and music festival early Sunday morning, sending people running over each other in the scramble to safety, according to authorities. One suspect was killed and 22 people, including two suspects, were injured. Of the 17 people treated for gunshot wounds, four of them, including a 13-year-old boy, were critically injured, but three had been upgraded to stable by evening, leaving only one man believed to be a suspect in critical condition. This according to Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onofre. This all began at about 2:45 a.m. Shooting started to pop around everybody. There was an estimated 1,000 or more people attending the Art All Night Trenton Festival that showcases local art, music, food, and films. I've been to one of these things. They're actually sort of fun. One dead, 22 injured. This makes it one of the three or four largest mass attempted murders in 2018. But do you know what you're not seeing right now? You're not seeing a line of politicians waiting to be interviewed on cable news about it. You're not seeing the Parkland kids calling for a march on the streets of Trenton. In fact, outside of the people who are directly impacted in the immediate area, we're getting what's mostly a collective shrug from the national press. Why? Is it because it's one dead and 22 injured? Now, the Art All Night Trenton shooting isn't much interest to the majority of the press because it includes all the wrong sort of people for a hot story with a political hook. And that's the problem. First of all, pretty much everyone involved in the shooting was black. There were rival gangs mixing it up at the festival. The cops knew about it in advance because people were tipping them off about the gang presence. They had come and told the festival organizers they should shut down early because trouble was brewing. The organizers were in the process of doing that when the shooting began. The one shooter who is currently at room temperature, 33-year-old Tahij Wells, had been out of prison on parole for all of 4 months for a previous murder. There were, quote-unquote, multiple gangs involved. The weapons of choice were almost entirely handguns, so there was no chance to rail against assault weapons. Although one suspect did have an extended magazine capable of holding more rounds than state law allows in New Jersey. We're not seeing any demands for information on the weapons used. The reason you would ask a question like that is I'd like to know how many of these gang members were in possession of handguns they legally purchased after passing a background check. But that falls by the wayside, too, and also goes unnoted by the national press. One dead, 22 injured. This was gang warfare. And it's probably the most common form of so-called gun violence seen in major cities on a yearly basis. Gang warfare includes various types of violence. Beating violence, bladed violence, intimidation, arson, theft, you name it. Drug pushing is very prevalent. But nobody's talking about it the way they will if a deranged white guy with a rifle commits the far more rare mass rampage killing of that type. Now here, there's a gun violence problem that could be addressed, making a serious difference. A big statistical difference, in fact. But places like Baltimore, Maryland, Chicago, Illinois, and all of New Jersey still have municipal leaders who can't bring themselves to pass harsher laws to put away first-time offenders who commit gun crimes. They prefer to focus on, as they refer to it, justice reform. Emptying the prisons more quickly and blaming the cops. One dead. 22 injured. And that's not even a drop in the bucket compared to the death tolls in Baltimore and Chicago just this year alone. Background checks aren't going to solve this. Enforcing the laws we already have on the books and getting illegal firearms out of the hands of criminals will. But nobody seems to really want to talk about that. There are some certain things that can influence crime in a general area. Economic opportunity is a big one. Family structure is a big one. Education is a big one. I talked about this the other day. Amongst Black America, the family has been destroyed. These young men who join these gangs, the only structure they've ever known is in the gang. We could attack that, and that would have we would see the crime start to diminish if we really attacked that. Economic opportunity, where they can go out there and make a wage, make a living, and not have to turn to drugs. Of course, it'd be helpful if they had fathers and mothers to tell them, it'd be a good idea to get a job and stay in school. And yes, no matter what you may hear coming from our friends on the left, you are loved. You are not a victim. You are not. Look around you. There's all kinds of people that look like you that are astounding successes in various things, not just entertainment, not just sports, all kinds of things. But there's nobody there to tell them that. There's only them being told right now today that you're victims. They're out to get you. They're out of this, they're out of that. But vote for me. A white leftist politician will tell a black man to his face, they're out to get you. Whitey's out to get you, but vote for me. And the black man, in a lot of cases, will do that. Why? Why would you do that? But one dead, 22 injured. Just not the right people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh, designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Chief Underwear. Chief is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Chief Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Chief Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. ChiefUnderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. There's only so many ways I can say that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tie
tired look.
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
From, from the moment that you place that order, it's going to be 5 to 7 days. And in that moment when you hit submit, that's when things begin. They pick out the piece of wood. They make sure it's the perfect piece of wood for the stock that you're going to be, that you picked out of all the stocks they have. They look at the color that you picked and everything else, and then they just make it happen. And, I mean, it's going to, no waste, no muss, no fuss. Perfection comes out the other end. They box it very nicely, and then they ship it to you. Welcome to the ergonomic excellence of Boyd's Gun Stocks. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This IG report that just came out, it is really Comey 2.0. Comey spent a lot of time describing how Hillary had broken the law, but then he concluded that it was okay. And similarly, the IG report lists example after example of political bias, but declares that it had no impact on the Hillary email whitewash. Now, I have a question about all these investigations they do in Congress. When was the last time we saw somebody go to jail over any of these? I mean, they held Holder in contempt. Was it criminal contempt? They held him in contempt of Congress, and he just, walking around being Holder. The IG report on the Clinton email investigation is proof positive that the entire D.C. justice establishment is corrupt. They see themselves as the rulers of all they survey, not public servants. First, we were told that Comey was a straight shooter whom we could trust. Then we were told the same about Mueller and Rosenstein and now the IG. And yet, every case we've discovered that they are biased political actors who put the interests of the deep state in the Democratic Party way ahead of their sworn duty to uphold the law. All of you out there, it is time for you to acknowledge that there are few, if any, honest people at the top levels of the FBI or the DOJ. Not surprisingly, the very highly biased people will resort to the big lies to protect their power and the big government ideology that they embrace and relish so much. Big lie in the Comey report was that because Hillary supposedly had no intent to mishandle classified data, there was no crime. Yet, we sent a guy in the Navy who demonstrated no intent to mishandle classified data to prison for taking a picture. And the law, the guideline by which all of this should be, measured by, says that intent, is not a requirement. There are many laws that can be broken even if the person lacks intent, like manslaughter. Person A kills person B accidentally because person A was very careless and person A is guilty even though they never intended to kill person B. Protection of classified data is important because it can lead to the loss of American life. So the law holds people who have access to classified data to a very, very high standard. And they can't do things that could expose that classified data to random people or foreign spies. Because the damage that is done when classified data is exposed doesn't depend on intent. Just as someone can kill someone else unintentionally, the law doesn't require proving that someone intended to subvert. Yet, after describing fact after fact about how Hillary broke the rules on how to protect classified data, Comey said, yep, she did all that, and it's all okay. Now, the big lie in the IG report is that if people who are provably biased make decisions that go against normal investigative procedure in ways that would uniformly conform to their bias, there's no reason to believe that their decisions were impacted by their bias. Everything else is leading them, the bias is leading them in everything else they do, except when it comes time to render that decision. General Michael Flynn was attacked by Mueller because Flynn supposedly lied to the FBI. We know now that the FBI agents who interviewed Flynn didn't think he was lying, having been fooled into an interrogation thinking it was a normal meeting. It's hardly surprising that he might have honestly misremembered something. We're told by the leftists that it's okay for Mueller to go after Flynn because what Mueller is doing is trying to turn Flynn to get the dirt on Trump. But thanks to the IG report, we know that the FBI agents who interviewed Hillary's IT guy said he lied multiple times in his interview. That was not based on their instinct, but because the guy changed his story multiple times. And still, they concluded that since the investigation didn't matter, no one would prosecute the IT guy. And if there wasn't bias involved either by Mueller or the FBI in the Clinton case, why wasn't the ID prosecuted to get him to turn on Hillary? After all, the IT guy would be the likely person to have heard Clinton saying something that indicated she knew what she was doing was wrong, but she didn't care, and that would have proved intent. And the answer is, of course, that the pervasive bias at the FBI and the DOJ couldn't conceive of holding Hillary to the law, but were eager to invoke their insurance policy to nullify the 2016 election. And yet the IG report ignores the obvious. That's because the obvious goes against the ideology that apparently permeates the supposedly unbiased IG. There is no normal person out there that could read the seemingly endless, unending list of bias by FBI agents and the pervasive contortions that the FBI went through to clear Hillary and not conclude that intentionally or otherwise the investigation was biased, clearly biased. The report admits the FBI had essentially cleared Hillary before they talked to her. And that's a big problem, because if the only reason that Hillary was innocent was that she had no intent, how could they establish that without talking to her? Others have pointed out that there is not one example of pro-Trump or anti-Hillary bias. Not one person said we can't afford to have Hillary as president or that we should work to make sure Trump won. Not one. This was a sham. This was a dog and pony show. And I saw that Gowdy wants to come in there riding rough and go after him. Do that on your way out, would you, Trey? I would love to see you take one with you. Get you a scalp, buddy. Somebody needs to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
USA Radio News.
Today, House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy blasted James Comey in his opening statement at the high-profile congressional hearing regarding the IG report. Let's take a listen to a portion of his comments.
As we read this report, we're reminded of Jim Comey's decision to hold the July 5th press conference and appropriate the charging decision away from the prosecutors. We see Jim Comey drafting an exoneration memo before important witnesses like the target were even interviewed.
Today was the seventh straight day we saw a drop in the Dow. What does this mean, though, long-term for folks, and how does it affect our economy? Alexander Acosta is a Labor Department secretary. He says the economy is doing fine.
We have one of the best economies we have seen for decades. For the first time ever, As far as we've been keeping records, we have more job openings than individuals looking for jobs. And the Federal Reserve estimates the economy is going to get even better.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's is, you know, it's sort of hard for me to quantify this for you. Think, if you will, about a company that gets out there and creates a market of their own. And when they do that, what they basically do is they decide what they want the market to be by the product they're going to build. That's a tough road to hoe to begin with. Now, when they're getting out there and they're doing something like this where, you know, it used to be the gun stock was a part of the workmanship of, you know, of the rifle. Because back in the days, rifles were considered to be art. You know, they got the gunsmiths putting these things together. They would do all kinds of ornate things with the gun stock. And that was then, this is now. And they started it when it was then. Now, of course, the gun stock in a lot of cases will turn out to be either a place where they try to save weight or money. And in either case, it's either going to be really lightweight or really not as, it's not going to be as good as the gun should be. And if you go to Boyd's Gun Stocks, well, then you will actually arrive where you thought you wanted to be in the first place when you bought that gun, when you made that purchase so long ago, or last week, or whatever. However it works out. And that's the beauty of it. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Do you care about migrant families? And when I say migrant families, that's a leftist term. I mean undocumented migrants. And by undocumented migrants, I mean illegal aliens. You must, because for days now, all we've heard from the media and our elected politicians is about the plight of illegal aliens whose children are separated from their parents. Photo of a 2-year-old girl from Honduras crying as her mother was arrested for committing a crime got a tremendous splash in the media. That never happens in the inner city. We didn't see the same photos of the same child crying as her mother put her 2-year-old on a raft on the Rio Grande, or by her, you know, of her crying during their wild and wacky adventures with smuggling rings across Mexico. Just being in Mexico is a very dangerous thing for people from everywhere else in Central America. Regardless, I have to agree with the leftist media and Paul Ryan that these separations should end. We should go back to the Obama-era policy, which was catch and release, but with a slight twist. We can invoke a few things that have already been tried. You know, Obama had the catch and release thing, but in the same vein, wasn't Dwight Eisenhower a Democrat? Didn't Dwight Eisenhower come up with Operations Wetback 1, 2, and 3? Didn't he take, when they would catch these guys, when they would catch these illegal aliens, sure, let's keep them together, let's put them on a boat, and let's take them somewhere. During Eisenhower's time, they would sail them down the entire Central American peninsula. So the trip they had just made, well, they were going to make it again. Right now, though, what I'm going to suggest, it because I know they're listening right now, I'm going to suggest they get taken to the Virgin Islands. The whole issue of family separation came into being once Trump started criminally prosecuting illegal aliens, i.e. criminals, wouldn't you think? A leftist judge invented a law stating that children shouldn't be held in detention with their illegal alien parents. So in order to put the parents into detention, Trump had to separate the children. That's nothing new. This happens all the time here. This happens anywhere they have prisons. But instead of sending the parents to jail, and you have to face it, they're all virtuous. Even the ones who've swallowed packets of drugs, they have no business being in prison. They were sent to open-air facilities in the Virgin Islands. That would not be a form of imprisonment that would require them to be separated from their kids. Imagine the illegals in the bright, airy barracks in the Virgin Islands. They would not be confined at all. They could go anywhere. They could have their kids with them. There they can await their court date on a gorgeous Pacific island. Look up some of the photos of those islands. I mean, if you came from Central America, wouldn't the Virgin Islands be a tremendous improvement? Undocumented migrants could enjoy windsurfing as they await the resolution of their cases. The migrants could jet ski at illegal speeds. They could enjoy relaxing evenings on the beach, united together with their children, or at least the kids they say are their children. And it's perfectly legal to put the illegals there while they await the resolution of their cases, because the Virgin Islands are a U.S. territory. Since they're undocumented, they would not be able to hop on a plane to the continental U.S., but if they wanted to build a raft and head to Cuba, they would be free to do so. This isn't even my idea. Australia thought of this first. Australia has a practice of putting illegal aliens on remote islands to keep them from roaming around Australia. They had a number of illegal alien Muslims on a small Pacific island until Trump agreed to bring them to America. Thanks, buddy. What do you think of the idea of sending them to the Virgin Islands? Would that keep the families together, you think? But this isn't new. I mean, I outlined this to you last night. These proceedings have been going on for a long time. They started here. They started with government. Government's been doing it a long time. This is nothing new. you know, if they're going to get out there and make a law that states they can't be in detention with them, then should we put them in detention with them anyway to keep the family from being separated? What about all the people in the inner city? What about them? They break the law, they go to jail too. Some of them have children. Should we not separate them? Should we not send them to jail because of the separation? Should there be no penalty for breaking any law at all? Bear that in mind as you go along, if you would be so kind. Because at the end of the day, without any laws and without any borders, we're nothing but we're just a big mass. We're a big mass of places that have a Walmart in every zip code. We're a mass of places that have, you know, some nice places, some not so nice. We have a patchwork of laws all over the United States. And without borders and without rule of law, we are basically just savages with iPhones. We have lost all claim to civilization. Is that where you live? Is that what you live in? Should there be penalties for breaking the law? Just remember now, all of these laws that this Congress right now is upset about or whatever, they passed them. They passed them. Or one of their leftist judges made a law like you can't have your kids in detention with you. So there you have it. They don't want to have another Japanese internment camp. That's what it boils down to. But at the same time, they should not be allowed to roam the United States. But we could do it like Australia does it. But then the outrage would be even worse, wouldn't it? Yeah. Hard to win on this one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Just go take a look. You won't believe what you see. When the anti-gunners look to other countries, they tend to only focus on Western Europe. So nice over there. Western Europe is a great place. Well, it was. I don't think it is as great as it used to be. They argue that culturally we're similar countries with similar values and similar systems of government, which is a lie. Because they have strict gun control, low crime, the same would hold true for the United States. Well, they have strict gun control, they don't have low crime. Crime is on the rise in Europe. The problem is the United States does not have a single culture. That's the thing. While they're out there saying, well, you know, we could have it here in the United States. Well, you guys are all this multicultural, diverse stuff. And yeah, we sort of have that now. And yeah, we have majorities, we have minorities, but we're not homogenous. We have dozens of different cultures floating around within our borders. And they may consume the same media by watching the same TV shows and movies, but for the most part, they're not the same cultures by any stretch of the imagination. So that means we need to look at the world as a whole to see how big a failure gun control truly is. And for my example, I bring you Brazil. André Bevilacqua is no stranger to guns. He hunted as a kid in Brazil, and carrying was a part of the protocol when he auctioned confiscated property at the regional court, where debtors frequently demurred. But when the Rio de Janeiro attorney set out to buy a .380 caliber pistol last year, he had a rainforest of red tape that only a Brazilian bureaucrat could love. A year later, after a thicket of questionnaires, hefty fees, a criminal background check, a psychological evaluation, a written exam, and a shooting test, and a house call by three firearms inspectors, the armed forces finally green-lighted his purchase. And finally, Mr. Bevilacqua got to go to the gun shop to pick up his gun last weekend. That's the drill in Brazil, where the law-abiding folks submit to a state-stewarded via circus in the name of public safety. Meanwhile, it's a de facto open carry for the busy criminals who've turned Brazil into a continental kill zone. I mean, it's almost like gun control doesn't work. Of course, this isn't from a source that doesn't want to advance the narrative. It's Bloomberg. We all know to associate that name with anti-gun, and the story doesn't disappoint. It's coming from the Trace, I believe. They say global terrorism might have claimed more than 3,300 lives globally in the first half of 2015. Brazil trumped that body count in just 3 weeks. No country registered more murders that year. Brazil had 60,000 murders. We had about 25% of that. Those numbers alone for the gun grabbers would suggest they need more restrictive gun laws, although the ones they have, which are really restricted, don't work. Scholars reckon that thanks to controls written into the 2003 disarmament statute, Brazil avoided 135,000 homicides through 2007. It's sort of hard to buy the current proposals championed by gun lobbyists there, according to The Trace, and a few political yahoos who aim to make Brazil safer by slackening controls. That's the part that I always get. I get a kick out of this, because when they get out there and they go so extreme that nobody, no law-abiding people are allowed to have guns, and the criminals still have guns, then they get out there and say, we can't slacken controls and give these people a chance to fight back. No, we can't. Daniel Cercaria said that more arms in circulation means more gun crimes. In a study of Sao Paulo townships, he found that every percentage point increase in guns in circulation resulted in a 2% increase in homicides. Well, what kind of homicide, though? Do they have justified homicide in Brazil? But that's only remotely true if you don't allow citizens to be armed. An armed criminal is only deterred with the potential for violence coming his way. That's it. And while he isn't afraid to commit violence against the weak, the moment someone can stand up to him on equal footing, he tends to decide to be somewhere else. And any reckoning of homicides avoided is bogus. How do they know they missed 135,000? Is there any gun grabber? They get out there all the time and say 2 million gun sales have been turned down. But that's all they can say. They can't tell us how many homicides that might have stopped. Gun control. Well, you know, those who want to kill are going to kill. And those who want to commit crimes are going to commit crimes. And gun control has never saved a life. But those who support these kind of laws will go into mental contortions to try and justify their abridgments of a basic human right, the right to be armed, so you can defend yourself against violence. And the fact that Brazil is so damn violent isn't in spite of their gun control laws. It's because of it. There's parts of Brazil, these ghettos they build up, they're like shanties. It looks like something out of a Jackie Chan movie. And, you know, it's just layer upon layer upon layer going up against the hill and everything. There'll be just multi-levels and everything else. And in there, most of the time, the cops won't go. They will not go, because that is truly, it's not like it's a no-go zone. It's almost, and you know, they do have to go in there occasionally. But it is so bad there that if you are a cop in Brazil and they issue you all of the, and they issue you enough gear to be in the military, you're never really off duty. If you're known to be a police officer, every time you walk around, you got to go out with your rifle, you got to go out with your, and you've got a fully, you know, fully functioning M4. Not some AR-15. You've got a fully functioning M4. You've got body armor. You've got all this other stuff. If you're smart, you go out in groups. If you're smart. And this is all, you know, with the most draconian of gun regulations out there. 60,000 murders a year. And we're at about 14,000. And we have armed citizens. Now, that by itself should be telling everybody there. It should be telling The Trace that. It should be telling Bloomberg this. It should be telling this Cercaria this. But it doesn't. It doesn't tell anybody anything, because they're out there saying, well, for every other gun that's in circulation, we get so many percentage of increase. How are you figuring that? And is it, you know, if let's say that you're having a 2% increase in homicide, is that justified homicide? One thing they did teach us at Tactical Response is that those of us that train for this, we're training to commit homicide. We're training to commit murder. It will be a homicide of some sort. Now, there is such a thing as justified homicide. It's a very regrettable state to find yourself having to administer, but it is justified. Period. Simply justified. And that is the part that, you know, maybe Brazil should be looking at. Maybe if they allow people to have guns, maybe if they allow those kind of things to happen, then maybe crime would go down, because criminals are going to go where they find the least resistance. They're like water. They make it up as they go. They're very flexible, you know. Their rule book is quite sparse, but it's one they adhere to. Do what you can do. Be quick. Be violent. You know. Make it inconvenient for the victim. Somebody that makes it inconvenient for them, that just disrupts their game, their whole setup, their whole protocol, which is the only thing anybody can do. So, take a look at Brazil, if you will. There's all the gun control you could possibly want. Go look at that and tell me how good that's working for you. Hour number three is inbound, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.